Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. As we head into middle of the week, a cold day, we've got the weather forecast, we've got market analysis, and we're going to talk about the price of fertilizer for 2026, all coming up in the next 25 minutes. All right, the American Sugar Beet Growers Association Board of Directors has announced the retirement of your friend Luther Marquardt. He's the Executive Vice President and CEO until the end of next year. That's right. New Year's Eve 2026, December 31st, 2026, Luther Marquardt will be retiring. Sugar beet growers across the country have enjoyed the benefits of Luther's leadership for over four decades, compiling a long list of achievements for our growers. Neil Rockstead, sugar beet grower from Halsted, Minnesota, president of ASGA, said, "Luther has been a consummate professional, leading our industry on a variety of issues to position our multi-generation family farms for future success." Rockstead also said Marquardt will leave behind a legacy of dedicated servant leadership, defined by hard work and commitment. Marquardt will have served with distinction as the association's CEO for 44 years, in addition to the 3 years he served as a regional sugar beet grower representative for Michigan and Ohio. "I've worked with some of the finest grower leaders in American agriculture," are the words of Luther Marquardt, who will be with us for another 12 and a half months. Walmart has opened a second owned and operated milk processing facility in Valdosta, Georgia. It'll create more than 400 jobs for Valdosta, 300,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility, a $350 million investment. It'll source milk directly from local dairy farmers, process and bottle a variety of milk options, half-gallon, whole, 2%, 1% skim, and 1% chocolate milk. They'll be sold under the Walmart's Great Value and Sam's Club Members Mark brands. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins said yesterday the Trump administration will announce what they call a bridge payment for farmers next week. Should provide short-term relief while longer trade and aid packages are finalized and calculated. Farm groups and Republican lawmakers have pushed the administration to issue aid. Farmers face low crop prices and billions in lost soybean sales to China during tense trade talks between the two countries. Rollins told Trump at a cabinet meeting at the White House, "We do have a bridge payment we'll be announcing with you next week." Trump's spending bill, known as the One Big Beautiful Bill, expanded some farm supports, but farm groups said growers need additional money now to support planting for the next crop year. The amount of the aid, still unclear. And the announcement, one more time, everybody, next week. This is Inside Agriculture. Ricky's back with the markets right after this.